Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yankees Guardians last night at the stadium. Rubber game of this series. And we start with the Thrival player of the game, brought to you by Thrival Infusion. His name is one Cody Bellinger.
A 2-2 pitch with two outs, hit hard. Right side finds the hole. Here comes Christian to third. Noel will throw to third. Judge slides in safely. Scoring is Grisham. Yankees have a 3-0 lead. RBI for Cody Bellinger, his third tonight.
Yeah, and that was a big part of this win. Could have given this to Max Fried as well, but went with Bellinger, who drove in 3 of the 4 runs. Our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivalInfusion.com. Here was Bellinger playing right field, really having a blast as the Yankees get to 38-23.
Good, yeah, really comfortable. It's a fun place to play. You know, the fans are right there, and making sure I'm getting ready and getting a good jump and just trying to read the ball as best I can.
You know where that ball didn't fall? Right next to him.
Yeah, he
made the play.
He
did make the play. Here was Tim Hill. So this guy, so Fried goes 6 scoreless, 7 strikeouts. Hill in the 7th gets out of a big jam. He is a man of few words. He was asked what was the key to escaping.
Just trying to leave the runners out there. That's it.
that was literally the answer. That was all. So he did a nice job, and the Yankees get the win.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Very short and sweet, as they shut out the Guardians after dropping the game the night before. As for Fried, how about this now? You talk about guys that get paid and don't produce for what they're being paid. Fried, we know, got a big contract from the Yankees, and we're still early, but 8-1, 1.78 ERA. And that includes the fact that he got lit up by the Dodgers. So that's pretty damn good with what he has done this season. He has been outstanding. Yankees home for the Red Sox tonight. Will Warren facing Walker Buehler on the Fan at 6:25. Meantime, in Los Angeles, you had the Mets and the Dodgers. Before we get to the game-winning hit, essentially, Gary and Keith not thrilled with the booth setup that SNY had.
Gary finally complained. I'm left-handed and Gary's right-handed. When I go to dinner, I always sit. If I was having dinner with Gary, I would sit on this side because we cross swords, elbow each other.
It's kind of a weird way to put it, isn't it?
Crossing swords.
Oh,
usually
yeah.
That's reserved for a different body part, not elbows. A sword crossing.
I think he realized it as Gary started laughing.
Yeah.
That having been said, if you move forward into the game, the Mets had a 5-3 lead in the 8th. Then it was tied with that, they tied it with that terrible play by Beatty throwing home. And then the former Met, Michael Conforto, came back to burn his old team.
And Michael lines one the other way for a base hit. Paez will come around to score the go-ahead run. Freeman goes to third. Michael Conforto comes through with his first hit in the series against his old team. And this one gives the Dodgers the lead in the bottom of the 8th. 6-5.
And 6-5 would be the final again. SNY, Gary Cohen with the call. Conforto with the base. It's been a tough go for him, but he comes through in that spot, and he came up right after the Mets had intentionally walked Freddie Freeman with the open base. He was on Spectrum Sportsnet Los Angeles. He says he knew Freeman was getting that pass, and he needed to do something.
Yeah, I'm essentially on deck down there. You know, they're going to put Freddie on, so
Just getting myself ready to see Reed Garrett and just going over what he's got and where I want to see him, and I got the pitch that I wanted.
Yes, he did, and did what he needed to do with it, and again, made possible because of that bad play that we discussed last hour by Brett Beatty on the ground ball, Will Smith scoring from third. It was Carlos Mendoza.
The play there is to give it up. Give it up, especially how far is he down the line, you know, and if he wants to stop, then we'll get on a rundown. Didn't complete the play there.
And so the Mets settle for a split of the four-game series when they very well could have and should have won at least three and potentially all four. They leave town 39-24, going to visit the red-hot Colorado Rockies, who are coming off a three-game sweep of the Marlins. Wow. On the road in Miami.
Did you see their social media? Because they were getting roasted. It was
the Marlins.
Yeah, it was like wins in May. Scottie Scheffler 3. Yeah. Colorado Rockies 3. So when they won the 3 against the Marlins, they said, you know, wins in June. Scottie Scheffler 0. Rockies 3.
That's actually kind of funny. So this game will be in Colorado tonight. Do not expect Francisco Lindor to play again because of the broken pinky toe. I'm not going to go on the injured list, though. Kodai Senga will make the start on Mets Odyssey Radio at 8:40. By the way, speaking of baseball, so my son's freshman high school team had a game. We were way down in Berkeley or wherever, that Al Leiter Field again.
Mm.
The umpire, who was the home plate umpire, had to leave the game because of heat stroke, or he just he was overdone.
Did you take over?
No. The base umpire then ran the game. My point is, after he cooled off and put regular clothes on, he came to watch the game with me. And he comes, he's like, Gio, nice to meet you. I'm like, not Gio, but nice to meet you. He goes, but you? I'm like, I'm Jerry. He goes, oh, so why is Gio's kid out there? He thought it was Gio Recco.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Wow.
So, because he knew they had announcers and everything. He was very confused. But does watch and listen to the show every day, but had me and you confused for the same person, essentially.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny.
I mean, he should know that I'd be nowhere near New Jersey on a Thursday.
That's probably true, too. But, you know, the fact that you had my son, which was kind of funny. NBA last night. Pacers beat the Thunder 111-110. Guess how they do it. Tyrese Halliburton, the go-ahead jumper with 0.3 left.
It's like game one all over again with the Knicks.
Very similar. They're down 15, 9.5 to go. They come back. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with a one-point lead. Fought through some traffic, missed a step back jumper. Indiana doesn't call timeout. They go down the other way.
And that's why you got to love Rick Carlisle, right? Just
let him go.
Just, guys, this is what happens. He misses that shot. Just go.
Didn't the Knicks did that too a couple of times in the last series as well.
But that's the way the Pacers have been playing all year long.
Yes, no question about it. Here was Halliburton on his game winner.
I'm obviously confident in my ability and feel like if I can get to that spot, I feel very comfortable in there. It's a shot I've worked on a million times, and I'll work on a million times more. So, we just have confidence in that shot.
And I don't know the Thunder. Was that Lou Dort defending? Because he didn't get in his ass like he said he was going to.
Yeah. Get in my ass.
Anyhow, game two will be tomorrow night. Halliburton finished with 14 points on 6 of 13 shooting. Also had 10 rebounds. You guys open with the Aaron Rodgers deal. He signs agrees to a one-year contract with the Steelers, so we can get that rolling
now. So let me ask you a question about that, Jerry. You know, you're a big football fan, as is Gio. How do you really think his heart is into it? What's your sense?
I do. Yeah, I don't think he wants to go out the way it ended last year.
What do you think?
Yes, he wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
He's got so many other interests. He wouldn't be doing it if his heart wasn't fully into it.
And enough money for the next three lives.
I hope so. I hope his heart is really into it, and because it's going to take a lot of quick rolling together with the group of guys he's going to be playing with for the first time.
Like him or not, watching that documentary and seeing how much he put into that rehab, trying to get back for the Jets, I think this guy wants to go out the right way. That doesn't mean a Super Bowl, but at least play better. And Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson, right shoulder joint injury or aggravated it. They have no idea how much time he is going to miss, so that's not a good sign for them. And you've got Game 2, Oilers and Panthers tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.